Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a dark jungle dub siren with a crunchy sampler texture in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to get something that feels rude, unstable, and absolutely ready for an edit section in a drum and bass track. We're not building a polished lead here, we're building a signal flare, something that sounds like it came out of a damaged rave system, bounced through a dub delay, and got cut up for a jungle intro. We'll use only stock Ableton devices, so everything here is immediately repeatable. Start by setting your tempo around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for classic jungle motion, but anywhere in the 170 to 174 range will work. Then create two MIDI tracks. Name the first one Dub Siren and the second one Crunch Texture. I also want you to make one return track called Space, because dub without delay and reverb just doesn't have the same attitude. Keep your session in a tight 8-bar loop while you build. That's important. In DNB and Jungle, the first few bars tell you almost everything about whether the idea works, so we want to design fast and listen often. Now let's build the siren source. Add Wavetable to the dub siren track. Keep it simple. Use a basic shape or saw wave on oscillator 1, and keep the unison low, maybe just one or two voices. You want a strong center, not a huge super saw cloud. Add a low pass or band pass filter, then give the filter a moderate envelope amount so the tone can open and close with some movement. For the envelope, don't overdo it. A slightly quick attack, a medium decay, a healthy sustain, and a release that tails off naturally will get you into the right zone. We want that urgent, alarm-like energy, not a pad. If the sound is too polite, shorten the decay and make the attack a little sharper. Now for the actual siren feel. Assign LFO 1 to oscillator position or filter cutoff, and if you want a little more motion, also to pan. A triangle or a ramp shape usually works well here. Sync it to a quarter note or eighth note, and use just enough movement that the tone feels alive but not chaotic. The key is to make it wobble and cry, not to make it sound like a random effect. You can also add a little glide or portamento. Just a small amount can make the notes slur together in a very dubwise way. Then write a simple MIDI phrase in one key center, like D minor, F minor, G minor, or a minor. Keep the melody narrow. This is not a lead solo. It's a warning siren, a flare, a callout. A really good trick here is to think in two stages. The first half of the phrase should feel focused and narrow. Then the second half can open up, rise higher, or get a little harsher. That gives you escalation, without needing a bunch of extra notes. Now let's make it feel more like a true siren instead of just a synth. Add movement through modulation. Use LFOs for filter movement, slight oscillator position changes, and tiny pitch drift if you want more instability. You can even make some notes feel like they're leaning forward, while others feel like they're falling back. That little bit of unpredictability adds a lot of personality. If you want a darker, more menacing result, keep the pitch range around the mid-range. Sirens don't always need to be ultra-high. In fact, a lot of the strongest jungle sirens sit in that focused mid-band where they can cut through drums without screaming over everything. That's a big arrangement lesson too. Mid-range threat often works better than high-end squeal. Next, process the siren. Add a saturator first. Push the drive somewhere in the range of a few dB, and turn soft clipping on. This helps the tone bite through a dense mix. If you want a warmer edge, analog-style clipping can be useful too. The idea is to make the source less clean and more physical. After that, add drum bus. Use it lightly at first. A little drive and crunch can make the siren feel more aggressive and less like a soft synth patch. Don't slam boom on this unless you have a very specific reason. The siren should live higher up in the spectrum. What matters most is that it feels like it has impact when it hits. Then use EQ8 to shape the tone. High pass it aggressively enough that it stays out of the sub range. Usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz is a sensible starting point, but use your ears. If the sound gets harsh, pull a little out around the upper mids. If you want more honk and presence, add a gentle boost in the mid-range around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. That region can give the siren a very classic dub presence. Now add redux for that digital edge. A little bit of downsampling and bit reduction can make the sound feel more damaged and more jungle ready. Don't destroy it yet. We're aiming for crunchy, not unreadable. Then finish the chain with a compressor or glue compressor just to stabilize the level. A fast attack and medium release with a few dB of gain reduction is usually enough. We're not flattening the sound, just keeping it under control. Now move to the crunch texture track. Add simpler. This is where the character comes from. Load a short sound with some personality. A vocal shout, a rim shot, a metal hit, a noise burst, A found sound or even a small slice from a break can all work. The more character it has, the more interesting it becomes when you degrade it. Set simpler to one-shot or classic depending on how you want it to behave. One-shot is great for stab-like hits. Classic gives you more control over playback. Trim the start and end so you're only using a small slice of the source. If it is pitch content, tune it to the key. If it's more noise-based, that's fine too. We're not trying to hear the original sample cleanly. We're trying to turn it into a texture. After simpler, build a crunchy chain. Start with an auto filter. Bandpass or high pass usually works well here, and a bit of resonance can create a vowel-like or nasal quality. That can be really effective in jungle because it gives the texture a voice-like motion. Then add redux again for bit reduction and downsampling. Follow that with saturator to thicken the edges. Then erosion is your secret weapon. Use it lightly, but it adds that unstable high-end grit that makes a texture feel alive and a little broken. If you want a tail, add echo or delay after that. Short sync values like eighth notes or dotted rhythms can give the sampler a dub-style decay. Filter the delay so it doesn't clutter the mix. You want the throw to feel like it's falling back into space, not fighting the rhythm section. At this point, you should have two separate elements, a siren and a crunchy texture. But the real magic happens when they behave like one performance. That's the big coach note here. Don't think of them as two unrelated sounds. Think of them as two versions of the same phrase. They should rise together, tense together, and decay together. You can layer them in a few ways. The easiest is standard layering, where the siren is the main voice and the sampler sits underneath at a lower volume. That already works well, but for more character, try call and response. Let the siren hit on one bar, then let the sampler answer on the next bar or the offbeat. That instantly makes the phrase feel more intentional. My favorite approach for this style is to resample both together. Route the sound to a new audio track, record 4 to 8 bars, and then chop that audio up. Once it's audio, you can reverse tails, duplicate tiny fragments, and rearrange them into little stabs and glitches. That's where the idea starts to feel like a real jungle edit instead of just a sound design exercise. Now let's give it dub space. On your return track space, add a delay, then a reverb, then EQ 8. You can optionally add a little saturator at the end if you want the echoes to come back a bit dirtier. For the delay, start with quarter note or dotted values and keep the feedback moderate. For the reverb, use a fairly long decay, but high pass the return so it doesn't muddy the low end. In this style, space is powerful, but only if the mix stays disciplined. Send the siren and sampler into that return in controlled amounts. Don't drown everything. A few well-placed throws can feel way bigger than constant wash. In dub and jungle, the echo is often more exciting when it appears and disappears. Now let's program a practical 8-bar edit idea. In bars 1 and 2, use a single siren note with a long delay tail, and maybe the sparse sampler hit on the offbeat. In bars 3 and 4, raise the energy by adding a second siren phrase higher up and increasing the modulation depth a bit. Let the sampler stab closer to the end of the phrase. In bars 5 and 6, reverse a siren tail into the next phrase and bring in a more filtered version of the sampler. In bars 7 and 8, strip things down or cut them hard, so the drop can slam back in. That progression matters. You want the listener to feel pressure building, not just a loop repeating. Jungle edits work best when they feel like they're swelling, cracking, and threatening to spill over. Use clip envelopes and automation to keep the sound alive. Automate wavy-dable cutoff, oscillator position, LFO rate, saturator drive, echo feedback, and reverb send. A few small changes go a long way. In fact, if the sound feels too polished, the answer is often to reduce precision. Nudge the clip starts a little. Vary note length slightly. Make automation jumps instead of perfectly smooth curves. That little roughness gives the whole thing more attitude. A great pro move is to resample the phrase again after all the processing. Once you've got the audio, chop it into pieces and test different placements. Reverse some fragments, leave a few tiny gaps, and let a couple of notes sit slightly off the grid. That asymmetry is part of what makes jungle feel alive. It should sound like a controlled accident, not a spreadsheet. Here's another useful idea. Make three versions of the sampler texture. One cleanish and intelligible, one mid-crushed, and one heavily mangled. Then automate between them across a section. That progression gives you movement without needing to add new notes every bar. You can also duplicate the siren and create a shadow voice. Keep one copy centered and relatively clean, and make the second copy darker, wider, and more degraded. Offset it by a few milliseconds or give it a slightly different filter motion. That instantly makes the siren feel more menacing and stereo rich. If you want to push the sound even further, Think about transients. In this style, transients matter more than sustain. If the attack doesn't grab, make the front edge bite harder before you add more volume. The first moment of the sound is what sells the energy, especially in dense drum and bass arrangements. The attack is the part that cuts through the break. One more practical tip. Always check the patch at lower monitoring volume. If it still reads when quiet, the mid-range design is strong enough. That's a really good test for whether your sound has actual presence or just loudness.